We started speaking about the kashering process. Let's first focus on ovens and all other of warming drawers, microwaves, etc. So number one, the regular oven, a regular gas oven that does not have self-clean, those types of ovens actually have to be cleaned. You have to take a caustic cleaner, some kind of chemical cleaner, to render any chametz that's there non-edible, so that would have to scrape off any physical chametz that's seen there. And after that's removed, another spray will render anything remaining on the walls totally inedible. And after that, you'd put the oven onto its highest temperature, some say for 45 minutes, some say for up to 2 hours. That's a machlokes, but you'd have to get the entire oven up to its highest temperature, which would be broil in most ovens, or in some types of ovens on 550 if that's the highest. And that would have to go on for at least 45 minutes, up to 2 hours, according to some paiskim. This is what we call libun kal, which is a lighter form of bringing the surfaces of the oven to a hot point that if you would put a paper to it, it would singe the paper. The racks of the oven also would be kosher together with it, as long as, again, they were clean first. And the way to ensure that those racks are kosher, it will only work on racks that were not used directly with food. If here and there food drips on it, it's not a problem. But as long as you're not making pizza pies or some kind of breads directly on the rack, coming into direct contact with food in its general use, those racks are kashered with libun kal by raising the temperature to its highest temperature for 45 minutes up to 2 hours. Machlokes apaiskim. As we mentioned earlier, you'd have to wait 24 hours before doing the kashering. So again, it has to be cleaned, wait 24 hours, and then the heat kashering. A self-clean oven has the mila of what we call libun gomer. When you put it through a full self-cleaning cycle, then everything inside of it, you don't even have to clean it first. Everything is ash. Everything gets to a temperature that's much higher, except for the inside of the door. So you don't have to go and clean it. You don't have to wipe it. But the inside door, the inside area, does not reach libun gomer temperatures. And that should be treated similar to a regular oven. So the inside of the door, you'd have to either clean with a caustic cleaner, do a good job of cleaning it, wait 24 hours, and then run the self-clean. Or you could cover the inside with one or two layers of silver foil, either one thick layer or two layers of regular silver foil, to ensure that nothing of the blias, any absorbed flavor in the door, does not get back into the oven when you're baking on Pesach. A steam cleaning is not the same thing as self-clean. Certain ovens offer that now, which sanitizes the oven somewhat. That does not fulfill the halakhic requirements of kashering an oven. Self-clean would work, or in a regular oven, if you don't have self-clean, cleaning the oven, waiting 24 hours, and then putting it on the highest, that would work. A convection oven is a bit more complicated, since there's flavors that could get absorbed into the fan system. You'd have to try to get this liquid caustic cleaner onto the fan. And basically, you'd have to really put in a lot of spray of this chemical and let it run on convection on the highest, and letting it get into the fan with all of that circulating inside it. So some recommend that convection ovens cannot properly be kashered at all. A warming drawer of an oven cannot reach the proper temperatures for kashering, and therefore it should not be used if it's used at all during the year for chametz. What about the oven tops? Well, the burners themselves, if you'd like, you could put it into the self-clean oven and they'll self-clean with the rest of the things. It might discolor a little bit, but they'll self-clean together with the rest of the oven. If you don't want to put them in the oven, you would have to cover them with a blech or a few layers of thick silver foil. Turn on the oven on its highest temperature for 15 minutes, and that'll get those grates, those burners, to be red hot, and that would suffice. 15 minutes on the highest temperature. Same thing that'll apply with an electric oven that does not have a glass surface. An electric oven, those electric burners, put it on high for 15 minutes. It'll get them to a red glow, and that will be suffice to get off any chametz that's in it. When you have an electric oven that has a glass top, it becomes a lot more complicated. Only the area directly over the burner could be kashered. The remaining glass areas never reach the proper temperature, and therefore they can't be used. And covering it while using the oven is going to be complicated. It could cause the glass to shatter. So pretty much glass electric range tops should not be used on Pesach. After kashering the oven's top, the surfaces of the top of the oven should be covered with silver foil, so as in case anything splatters or falls or something drops and it gets eaten, it shouldn't have been coming into contact with something that previously absorbed chametz. When you are covering the top of the range top, you have to be very careful that not to cover the vents from the oven vents, because chas v'shalom, that could cause an overheating of the oven, which could be dangerous. When you are trying to kasher the top of an electric oven or a gas oven on the top, and you put a blech over the gas top burners, the blech could be a chametzdik blech. As long as there's nothing on it, you do a quick clean of it, and the bottom side of it is clean. It's just there to contain the heat and properly raise the temperature of the burners themselves, so even a chametzdik blech could be used. We'll talk about kashering everything else tomorrow. Microwaves is machlokes if you could kasher in general, or if they need to be kashered. So therefore, really you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi if you could or need to kasher a microwave oven. One way around this is if you're going to use a microwave oven, always, always wrap the things with double wrapping.